Describe a competition you would like to take part in. You should say what the competition is, where you can take part in it, who won it before, and what you think about it. I'm going to tell you about my real dream. First, let me give you some background. I think that I have a pretty decent singing voice, but I'm rather shy, so I usually limit myself to singing in the shower. I've always dreamt of having the courage to sing my heart out in front of a large audience. I've always dreaded being in the spotlight, but I think I must do this to force myself to new limits. I recently read on Facebook that there is a singing competition in Istanbul, about 100 kilometers from my house in November 2018. I know it's a bit far, but I really want to make that journey. You must pay $500 to enter, but I feel that this is a worthy investment. Last year's winner, Abars, won a new car and singing lesson with the American winner of The Voice. There will be over 100 contestants, so the competition is stiff. There is a preliminary round to see if you are able to continue. Then there will be two other elimination rounds. It will even be on live air on the Turkish television. I feel really nervous and apprehensive because I have never sung in front of an audience, let alone on TV. I'm afraid that I may do something embarrassing like trip and fall on TV, or not even make it past the preliminary round. I even have nightmares about those situations sometimes. However, I feel quite confident with my voice, so I think I can make it far. Even if I don't win, I would still love to have this experience. It will be one for the books. Why do you think some teachers use competitions as class activities? Well, there are many competitive people in the world. Many people thrive on it, so learning would not be fun without it. For this reason, I think teachers use it to appeal to all different types of personalities. Secondly, it gives us incentive to pay attention and try harder in class. If we are never tried, we may keep silent in the back of the classroom. When there is a prize at stake, people tend to put a lot more effort forth. All in all, it is a fun way to spark interest and attention in the classroom. Not to mention, students of all ages smile when they receive some sort of prize. Is it a good thing to give prizes to children who do well at school? Why? I would say yes, because it is an incentive to put effort into your studies. However, I don't think the teacher should build a prize into every lesson because then the children may focus on that instead of actually gaining knowledge, which is the real prize. I think it's fun and healthy competition to bring in small prizes for pupils, such as candy, but definitely not something to do on the daily. Would you say that schools for young children have become more or less competitive since you were that age? Why? It's tough to say, really, but I would say that they are becoming more competitive. I think one of the reasons for this is social media. Now that our lives are on blast, students see this and begin to compare themselves to other students. For example, maybe students post pictures of their high school scores online or their parents praise them on their Facebook status. So, this creates more of a competitive sense. Furthermore, the job market is quite competitive, so as a society, we must put more effort into standing out. Maybe the students aren't aware of this, but I would imagine that the parents put more pressure onto their children to be better than the others.